All right, good evening, everyone, or good afternoon. We've made our journey throughout the holiday season, and now we are at the end. We are on day 8. We have arrived at Shemini Atzeres. And now we come to the question, what do we do? Where do we eat? Do we eat in the sukkah, or do we go into our homes? So are you in or are you out? So you can abstain, but I'm just wondering, so who here is in and who here is out? Who here eats on the sukkah and Shemini Atzeres, and who has the custom to not? You're in. In the sukkah. Anyone else on the in the sukkah team? Okay, a couple. Anyone out of the sukkah, meaning in the house? And the rest are abstaining. Okay, so we have some in, some's out, somewhere, some who are a little bit in between, trying to figure out where to go. So the question is, on the first 7 days of Sukkot, so there's really no question. Bergman says that the Torah tells us to dwell in sukkahs for Shivas Yomim, for 7 days. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. Which would then beg the question, what about the 8th day? But then, why is there a question on day 8? What would be a reason to eat in the sukkah on day 8?
Well, I mean, it could be a state of the animals, but maybe it is still sukkahs. We don't know. Maybe it is part of sukkahs.
Right, so outside of Eretz Yisrael, so, and we'll discuss this more. Perhaps, at least at one point, there's a doubt as to the calendar day. So therefore, how many days in Chutz Laretz do we keep a Pesach?
8.
We keep 8 days of Pesach. Shavuos, how many? One or the Torah says 1 day? 2 days. So it would follow that, what about Sukkot? So we would keep 8 days and do everything that entails, the davening and perhaps the mitzvahs of the day. The problem really that we're going to look at is with Sukkot, you have like a conflict of interest. It's not just you'll keep an extra day of Yom Tov when it's a weekday. What you're clashing with is Shemini Atzeres. The Torah tells you that on the 8th day there's another Yom Tov. So it's like you're going to keep Sukkot for an extra day, but then you're running into Shemini Atzeres. So really, we see that we need to strike a balance and see exactly, you know, what the reasons might be for each of the practices that have really become common today. As you look at source 1, a Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah says, so Sukkah Shiva, as you say in the Sukkah, for 7 days. So Ketzar. Now this is on the 7th day, the last day of Chol HaMoed. Gomer Lecho lo yater esu kaso. So if one is eating on Chol HaMoed, so they should on the 7th day of Sukkot, one shouldn't take down a sukkah right away. Aval mori de sakelim min amin chol amala b'bnei kavod yom tov ha'achron shel chag. Rather, what should they do? Leave their sukkah up. They may want to have a snack that would require them eating in the sukkah before nighttime comes, before Shemini Atzeres comes. But start getting ready for Shemini Atzeres. Take your plates and vessels, which have been out in the sukkah, take them inside and set the table and get ready for Yom Tov. The Gemara immediately following this says, so it asks, Ein lo kelim lahorid mahu, what if he doesn't have any vessels, any utensils to bring in? So the Gemara says, Ein lo kelim, elokishtamish, but my ishtamish. Because he doesn't have utensils, what has he been eating on this whole time? Ella, what's the case? Ein lo makom lahorid kelov. That he doesn't, his house is small. He doesn't have room in his house for all of the utensils that have been out of his sukkah. So mahu, what does he do? And why do we assume he has to do something? Because now we're running into Shemini Atzeres. We're going to assume there's going to be a problem with sitting in the sukkah and using the sukkah in the same way that the person had been using over the holiday of Sukkot on Shemini Atzeres. So what do you do if you don't have room to bring in your utensils to the house? So Gemara says, Rav Chiya bar Harav Omar Pokes ba Arba. So Chiya says, so reduce the size of the sukkah like 4, and that way you disqualify the sukkah. Okay, so you're still eating outside, but you're not in a valid sukkah. So then you don't run into the problem of observing the mitzvos of sukkahs when it's Shemini Atzeres. Yeshua ben Levi Omar Madlik ba Asaner. Shmuel ben Levi says, light a candle at a sukkah. Now, lighting in a candle as a sukkah, it's discussed by the commentaries, but it's a problem. It could be that it's disrespectful to leave it there. It could even be a safety issue. So Shmuel ben Levi says to do that, which would not invalidate the sukkah. It's something that we're not allowed to do for the rest of sukkahs, but it's something that would not invalidate the sukkah. So, where it says, v'lo pligi, halonga halon. So, when we say that we invalidate the sukkah, so that's in Eretz Yisrael. That's, sukkahs is 7 days, and it's clear, there's no, as you mentioned, no sveik of the yoma, no doubt about what day it is. So then you have to, if you're going to be forced to eat outside, you're going to have to make some sort of invalidation in the sukkah, so that you're not observing the mitzvah of sukkah beyond its proper time. But, and it says, v'holohu. And what about just lighting the lamp? So it says those are for those people who are outside of Eretz Yisrael. So they do something, they show some demarcation that they're not using the sukkah in the same way that they've been doing throughout the whole holiday. But as Rashi comments on that Gemara, they can't destroy it because the next day they're going to need it. So it sounds like what? Should we be, if we're in Chutz Laretz, so are we in or out? What does this sound like? Sounds like we're in. It sounds like there has to be maybe a demarcation, but it sounds like in Chutz La'aretz, outside of the land of Israel, we're in the sukkah. So we'll flip back in source 3, it's page or two before, in the Talmud itself, it records a discussion about this. It says, Amar of Yehuda, Breder of Shmuel, Bar Shilas, Meshrein de Rav, so the sages say, Shmini Safek Shvi L'sukkah, U'Shmini L'Bracha. He says that when it's the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres, but Safek Shvi, that it may really be the seventh day because of not knowing exactly when the new month was declared. So Shvi L'Sukkah, U'Shmini L'Bracha. We treat it like the seventh day, like it's still Sukkot for Sukkah, for eating in the Sukkah, but for the Bracha, so we say all of the tefillot for Shmini Atzeres. We don't say a bracha on Leishay Basukkah, but we sit in the sukkah. V'yochanan Amar Shmini Lazer Lazer. V'yochanan says it's eight in both respects. So the Gemara says Masiv Kulei Amar Lo Pligi the Asfina. Regarding sitting in the sukkah, no one argues that you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ki Pligi, where do they argue? Levruche, regarding making a bracha. Lamanda Amar Shvi Sukkah Bruchin Nami Mevarchinan. That the one who says that it's the seventh day for the sukkah, you also make a bracha. Meaning we treat it like the seventh day of the sukkah. It's really Shmini Atzeres. Lamanda Amar Shmini Lazer Lazer Bruchin Lo Mevarchinan. But the one who says that it's eighth is Rabbi Yochanan. He says that yeah, you sit in the sukkah, you just don't make a bracha. And what does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? Bruchin Lo Mevarchinan. That you sit in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. And it's Amar Rav Yosef Nako de Rav Yochanan v'yadcha. That he said that we go like the ruling of Rabbi Yochanan that on what they call Shmini Safek Shvi, that it's at the end of Shmini Atzeres outside of Israel. So it says we sit in the sukkah and we don't make a bracha. But the Rishonim, the early commentaries are bothered. One, about this, again, with this tension between you want to account for the doubt about whether it's still the seventh day, but you're also clashing with Shmini Atzeres. So what's going on? How can we accomplish both? So Tosvos in Source 4 really tells us how the sages struck this balance. They said, with something, he says, Belulav lo ratzu l'takin klal sheit lenu halulav misafek l'vish shu yom tov u'muktzil talto. So, with regard to lulav, right, does anybody take the lulav on Shmini Atzeres? Right, no one does that. Because lulav, you're really going to run into a problem. There, he says, that the sages didn't decree this because, one, it would be muktzah. It would be muktzah if it's only designated for a mitzvah, and so you run the risk of that. And uminak le milse shenoag bo minak chol. And it will be apparent, you're taking the lulav and esrog, so it's going to be apparent that you're acting like it's sukkos, meaning that it's really in your face. So it sounds like they kind of reached a compromise. Aval sukkah pa'amish shukaso ariva lav ochel ba filo biyomtov. But with a sukkah, maybe sometimes people will eat outside anyway. Even if it's not for the mitzvah, people might eat outside. So there, it's not really in your face. You don't have a risk of, let's say, becoming muktzah. You don't have a risk of blatantly doing a mitzvah that's not associated with the day. Okay, you sit in the sukkah. Maybe maybe someone would do that anyway. And it sounds like there's really nothing to lose. I went to university in Tucson, Arizona, and the rabbi and his wife, who hosted Shabbos dinners, basically they got a lot of students, so they would host close to 100 people on the patio outside. The only difference on Sukkot, you'd have to look up, is they put schach on top. So you see, in a place, and this will become relevant later on, in a place where people will eat outside, so it says no problem. We don't want to go too far and decree that you totally act like it's sukkahs by taking the arba minim, but say to the sukkah, and then you've accomplished that. That's according to Tosfos. You go on flip the page, source 5. So the Ritva has a very interesting take. First, he asks what's even the question? So you mentioned for Pesach the Torah says 7 days For Shuas, the Torah says one day. We keep 2 days and we keep 8 days. What's the question? Why are we even asking? Of course we would sit in the sukkah on the eighth day. Because it's Yom Tov Sheni. So why is it even a question? And we say Sveika the Raisa Lechumra, that a doubt on a Torah level, which sitting in the sukkah would be, whereas Arba Minim would not, we should be stringent. What's even the question? So the Ritva says the Yesh Lomar can answer the Chilo Yode B'kviya De Yarcha in a Chanami the Kulei Masiv Yasvinan. That true when, and this is a very short history lesson. Basically, at one point, there was a group, the Kutim, who tried to, when we declared the month by raising the torches, so they tried to raise it at the wrong time, and we got confused. So then the diaspora communities would be notified by messengers. And then around the 4th century, so we had a fixed calendar. So we weren't working off of the monthly update. So the Gemara in Beitza says, so why do we keep Yom Tov Sheni now? Minigav Usechem B'yadechem. That we keep the customs of our forefathers, maybe there's a chance it'll get lost later on, but that's why we keep it. You know, no one says that there's a doubt about when Yom Tov or when the month is declared. So the Ritva says, really, what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? Why is this even a question? He said that maybe when we were dealing at a time when there was actually a doubt about the day, then of course there's no question. What was the question? Maybe now when we're just keeping Yom Tov Sheni because of Minhag Avoseichem VeYadeichem, that it's just the custom of our forefathers, because maybe then, he says, Alpha B'Shabbosenu lo yade b'kriya diyarko, so now we do, but now kiheki de lo l'zulzei b'shmini shu Yom Tov min haTorah, l'adon ozoke k'shiva shu kol. So he says, maybe now, that the question that was coming from, that now there's not actually a doubt. Now we just do it as the minhag of our forefathers. So maybe now when we're not actually in doubt about the day, then we're going to be extra concerned about being dishonoring Shmini Atzeres. When there's a doubt about the day, we have to be extra careful. There's actually a concern. But maybe what Rabbi Yochanan was asking is when the concern doesn't exist, so then maybe even though we'll keep the second day of Yom Tov anyway, in all other respects, when we have nothing to lose, when it comes to clashing with Shmini Atzeres, maybe then we would think that we wouldn't sit in the sukkah on the eighth day. Of course, then the Gemara answered that in fact we do. So what is the Ritva answer to justify? He says, "V'rav Savar, the Kevan de Below Bracha Yasvin and Vav, because we don't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres, Haminikra Milsa She'ena Shiva Mamish. That because, and this is, seems to be the compromise position, we sin in it, but we don't make a bracha, so that's all, we're making a bracha all week, Leishe B'sukkah, generally make a bracha on the second day of Yom Tov, just like we would on the first day. But here, we're going to Sukkah, you know, you go to Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, Leishev, oops, no, we not, don't make a Leishev Sukkah. It's recognizable that you're not actually doing it because of the mitzvah. So he says, therefore, that's how we justify that it's not actually disrespecting the holiday, and that's why we would even say that we sit in the Sukkah nowadays when there's absolutely no doubt about the day. So, right now, so it seems we have the Gemara that says that you sit in the Sukkah and you don't make a bracha. You have the rationale. Basically, there's nothing to lose. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, says in Source 6, Uvachutz laaretz oklin b'sukkah b'laylo v'yom b'meishu safek shvi, that what's the halacha as ruled in the Shulchan Aruch? It says in outside of Eretz Yisrael, you sit in the sukkah at night and in the day. Does anyone have a custom where they sit only in the day or only at night? Or eat part of it, or wash and go in, eat part of the meal in the sukkah? There's friends who do that, right? There's some people who do that, and we'll see that's something that's mentioned. The Shulchan Aruch says that you eat in the sukkah at night and during the day because we treat it in that respect like a Yom Tov Sheni. Vein Bevarchin al Yeshivasu Mekachim Omrim Zman. But we don't make a bracha over the sitting in the sukkah, and we say Sheachianu, which of course we don't do on the last day of Pesach because it's not a new holiday. We say Sheachianu. We daven Shmini Atzeres davening, but we sit in the sukkah. So, historically, it's apparent, and this may explain how it's become so widespread today for many people not to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. But apparently, it seems like historically it was something that many people didn't do, or didn't do exactly like the Shulchan Aruch said. The Shulchan Aruch says you eat the night meal and the day meal, but it was acknowledged that it was not something that everyone did. And the Magen Avraham, one of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, verse 7, says, V'yeshe ein yoshim ba b'laylo v'yom yoshim ba, there are some who don't sit in the sukkah at night and sit it during the day. The Eino Minah, he puts the Torah, says it's not like a real custom. In our countries, Yesh Ktsas HaNoshim Shenogin Kaf, there are some people who act in accordance with this way. Why do they do it? It's not just out of ignorance. Because they saw it from their ancestors. But what's the... Right, apparently there was a custom mentioned in the Torah that they would not eat in the sukkah at night, but then go and eat it during the day. So what was the consideration? He says, and I'll read in English, he says that they were, again, we come back to this clash of, okay, we have a second day of Yom Tov, but it's also Shmini Atzeres. How can we add a mitzvah? So even though the Gemara seemed to say that thing concluded this wasn't a problem, but what's an explanation for this custom? How did it likely develop that people wanted to avoid continuing the mitzvah, continuing sitting in the sukkah into the eighth day, which could be an issue of adding, of baposev, adding to the Torah? It could only be if it's continuous. So what do? They said, okay, in order to show that we're not actually doing it to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, so during the night, we'll go and eat inside. It's certainly not required on the Torah level. We'll go and eat inside, and then we'll eat in the next day, and that's going to be recognizable that we're not doing it really for the mitzvah of sukkah. So while the Magen Avraham says that, mentions this as his explanation, he said ultimately the halacha, the final law, is like the Tor and the Beis Yosef, who says that you eat both the night meal and the day meal in the sukkah. He also quotes this Hagos Minhagim, who said, wrote to justify another practice, which I'm aware that some people do, is they'll eat part of the meal in the sukkah. Maybe they put kiddush in the sukkah and then go inside. So he said that may have started because they wanted to, that you say tefillas geshem, you really, they wanted to say that with more of a full heart, he says. So, okay, it's not really gonna, you know, you're saying, oh, I really want it to rain, but now I'm going in and eating my whole meal in the sukkah. So it says as part of that, it likely developed that then people ate part of their meal inside. So you could also ask the question, what about eating in the sukkah? What about sleeping in the sukkah? So the Mishnah Berurah addresses this. And does anyone sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? No, we're not that in. You know, we're in for the meal, but we're not. So what about sleeping in the sukkah? So there were some. The Vilna Gaon actually held that you do, because you could say the same thing, that you're not making a bracha, you're not doing anything that's apparent that it's a mitzvah. But the Mishnah Berurah says, so he says Yesh Achronim. So there were the Shemini Atzeres, lo b'yom v'lo b'layla. But he said there were other achronim, other later authorities, who said that it wasn't proper to sleep in the sukkah at any time during Shemini Atzeres. The Bishlo gabi achila lo minakar shekein derech b'nei adam. So meaning with eating, it's not so apparent that they're doing anything specific to them, unique to the mitzvah, because sometimes people will eat in a hut, and sometimes they won't. But Mashiach came Vashina, that, okay, people don't, I guess, unless you really like camping, most people aren't, you know, sleeping outdoors on a regular basis. So that, it may, you know, might be in the similar category as lulav, is you don't want to do something that's too apparent that you're still considering that it's sukkahs. And he says that the common practice is, he says, lahakel Vashina, that most people do not sleep in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. So if you go over to source 9, the Korban Nesanel has a very interesting take about how to, he assumes that you, by default, one would be eating in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, but how do you balance this? He says you don't use the same standard of discomfort that you would use on during Sukkot proper. During Sukkot proper, so it's really if you're mitzayer, if you're really in pain, it could be, you know, if your food is getting spoiled. He says, however, on Shemini Atzeres, there's a valsuka ba'amish sukkosa riva la ve'ochel ba. Sometimes it's nice and you'll eat in it even on the last day. But he says, if on that day, Tzina Oruho, so Shum Shinoi Avir, if it's cloudy or windy, so it says, Amen Haroi, Lechol Besukkah, the Yom Shmini Shafek Shvi. Then it would not be proper to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because then you're doing something that you, if you think back to Tosfos, you're doing something that you wouldn't do anyway. You're clearly acting out of the ordinary. So he says, eat it if it's nice, eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. If it's not nice, if it's going to be, if you wouldn't eat outside anyway, so then don't eat in the sukkah. And this and the next source are probably some indications of how the common practice, or how a common practice developed, not to eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Partly because you have it says if it's cold or windy. So many places where we come from, it was cold and windy. So using that benchmark, so people in general were more lenient. The Aruch HaShulchan also makes this distinction between where the weather is nice and where the weather is not nice. He says, I'll read it outside, that certainly in hot countries like Babylonia and southern countries where the air is pleasant, so he says there's an obligation not only to eat in the sukkah, but to sleep in the sukkah. Because you would do it anyway. It's not unique to sukkah, so you may as well be in the sukkah. But he says, in northern countries like ours, he's writing in Lithuania, where it's cold most of the time, so he says, if we were exempt ourselves during all of Sukkot because of the cold, we would forsake the mitzvah of sukkah entirely. Meaning, even during the first 7 days, it's not so pleasant anyway. And maybe, technically, we would even be exempt from eating in the sukkah then. But okay, we want to still be able to perform the mitzvah. And he says, therefore, consequently, most people in his place in Lithuania didn't sleep in the sukkah for that reason. That it was very uncomfortable. But at least we would try to eat in the sukkah during the rest of sukkahs. But on Shmini Atzeres, so he says it's not. He's really justifying the practice of the widespread practice of not eating in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. He says it's not that we're going against the rabbinic decree. We see the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch say pretty clearly that you eat in the sukkah and don't make a bracha. Rather, it's that if you were to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, so it would be recognizable that you're doing it specifically for the mitzvah, and that, as we saw, would be inappropriate. So he says, therefore, if you live in a nice hot place, then by all means, eat in the sukkah, and he says, even sleep in the sukkah. But in a cold country where it's not, where you might even be exempt anyway, but we really force ourselves to do it, so then certainly on Shmini Atzeres, it would be understandable that one would not eat in the sukkah. And he notes that there are those who make certain compromises. So he says that one who doesn't sleep in the sukkah, so he says first, one who sleeps in the sukkah all the days of Sukkot should not sleep there on Shmini Atzeres. So he says that on Shmini Atzeres you should make some demarcation. So if you always sleep there, don't sleep there on Shmini Atzeres. So one who doesn't normally sleep there during Sukkot should make another demarcation. So it says either they do not eat in the sukkah at night, or a part of the meal outside. But he says in both of those methods there is a deficiency, because really the Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to eat both at night and during the day. So he says, what's a compromise? What's a way to show that you're eating in the sukkah, that you're following the ruling of the Talmud and the Shulchan Aruch to eat in the sukkah, but not making it so apparent that you're doing something that's unique to the mitzvah of Sukkot. So he says, what should you do? Better to, when you're done with your daytime meal, leave the sukkah immediately. Instead of hanging out there, leave there immediately, and then you can show that you're not doing, that you're not in the sukkah, and you're not disrespecting Shmini Atzeres by doing something that's unique to Sukkot. And As noted on the out team, on the out of the sukkah team, is that it's become a widespread practice not to eat in the sukkah. And there are different explanations why. On a more technical level, it's likely that because it was cold and there were already leniencies about being in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in general, that many people altogether didn't eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. With anything, consult your rav, and it certainly takes into account family custom. But everyone should have a chag sameach. We shall be in Eretz Yisrael and not have to worry about the doubt about the.
Yeah.